Chapter 70. The Janissary approached Maria tentatively, reluctant to intrude on her conversation with the yacht's captain. Noticing him gradually encroach on her space, she finally turned and snapped at him.
"What is it?"
"Miss Jellic, the boat we just passed traveling in the opposite direction. I believe it may be the same vessel used by the intruders at the Kirta port facility." Maria's jaw dropped, but only for a moment. Wheeling around, she peered out the back window, just catching a glimpse of the bullet as it rounded the bluff into the Golden Horn. Turning back to the yacht's captain, her eyes blazed with fury.
"Turn us around at once," she bellowed. "We're going back."
Pitt barely knew where to start. The forward port hold was like a rat's maze at eye level. 6-foot-high pallets filled with heavy bags of ANFO were stacked everywhere, loaded in apparent haste. Somewhere in the middle was hidden the powerful stores of HMX. And attached to that, Pitt hoped, would be a readily apparent fuse and blasting cap. Pitt had told Laszlo that they had 5 minutes to locate and defuse the explosives. Laszlo was simultaneously searching the starboard hold after having given Pitt an on-the-fly explanation of what to look for. Half the allotted time had already been expended by the time Pitt had worked his way to the center of the hold and discovered dozens of blocks of the plastic explosive stacked in several wooden bins. With the seconds ticking by loudly in his head, Pitt hastily opened the bins one by one, tossing the explosives aside when no visible fuse was found inside. It wasn't until he reached the last bin that he found an electric timer wired to a small blasting cap pressed into a block of the plastic explosive. With a hopeful nod, he quickly yanked the mechanism from the HMX, then retraced his steps through the maze. 5 minutes had already elapsed when he climbed the ladder out of the hold and stepped onto the deck. Laszlo was just climbing out of the starboard hold and sprinted over to Pitt, carrying a pair of timers in his hand. Pitt held up his timer and blasting cap, handing it to Laszlo.
"I found this in the main cache of HMX," Pitt said.
"It's no good," Laszlo replied with a stern shake of his head. "They've got multiple charges hidden throughout the hold. I inadvertently found this one tucked into a crate of the ANFO," he said, holding up one of the timers. "I'm positive there are more."
He looked at Pitt's timer, then compared it to the two that he held.
14 minutes until she goes off," he said, turning and winging the timers over the side rail. "There's no way we can find them all."
Pitt digested his words.
"Try to find the crew," he ordered. "I'll get us turned back into the strait."
Pitt didn't wait for a reply, taking off at a sprint for the bridge. The deck beneath his feet rumbled and vibrated, and he suddenly felt the whole ship shudder. Reaching a side stairwell, he took a quick glance aft, then wished he hadn't. Bearing down on the tanker from the east was the blue yacht of Ozden Jellic.